Okay, right now we're going to talk about the great Ken Burns.
He's amazing. His documentaries are just the best, whether you've watched the one on baseball, the Civil War, country music. They're all just so well done, so well researched, and so well presented. This one came out in November of 2025, so a little under a year ago. And I have to tell you that with all of our streaming options now, I used to never miss it when a Ken Burns documentary dropped, but I have to admit I'm not on PBS as much as I used to be, and this one just slipped by, and I didn't realize it was out there, heard about it, and have now watched the series, and you have access to all of Ken Burns' series if on Prime there's a way where you can just get all the PBS documentaries, which I highly recommend. It's awesome. And I'm going to highly recommend that all of us as Americans should watch this, The American Revolution by Ken Burns, Sarah Botstein, and David Schmidt also directed it. It took them 10 years to make this. That's how much research went into this. It is long. It's 6 parts, 2 hours each, so it's 12 hours. But it tells in great detail the beginning of our country. And I know there's more to it than just this, but think about it, at least in my history classes growing up, it was pretty basic of the colonies were tired of English rule and they got together and we were all in it for freedom. And it was a very complicated battle that was on American streets, in American cities. In some ways, it was a world war because England was sending troops from Europe. France got involved. You had Native American tribes that were involved in it, and sometimes they were on the American side. Sometimes they were on the British side. And as Ken Burns has said in many interviews, I didn't realize this. In a lot of ways, it was a civil war because as Americans, colonists who were here, not all of them were thinking, hey, we need to be free and we need to get rid of England. Some thought, well, we do need some freedoms, but we still want to be under English rule, and I'm not willing to commit to some sort of revolution. So some colonists fought for Britain, and it was almost like a civil war within a revolution. And as some say, it's maybe the most significant war in modern, if you want to say the last 200 years or 250 years, or even take it back 1,000 years, it may be the most influential conflict in as it relates to the world and world history, because since then, it's been the template for so many different types of revolutions. But they put all this work into it, all the research, and think about it, it's not like doing a documentary on country music or World War II, where you're going to have pictures and film and all this. So how do you fill that? Well, he spent years going around the country and to some of these battle sites that haven't really changed too much over the years, and some of the old buildings in the Northeast and even the Southeast, because it covered so much ground, the Revolutionary War did. Sometimes it'll be just a shot of a stream in the wintertime or the spring, or trees blowing in autumn in New England. And sometimes they use paintings. The cinematography is absolutely beautiful. For the music, they went back and got sheet music from the 1700s and put together orchestras and different instrumentation and different instruments of that time and recreated it. And sometimes it was the drum and fife, and just hours and hours of musical production that went into it.
So let me ask you about that, because as I'm looking at the list of all the films he's done, all the documentaries he's done, this is going back the furthest in time.
Mm-hmm.
6 episodes. That's a lot of paintings.
Oh, yeah. And that's why the film of some of the shots of these areas,
so like
I think, fills most of it.
Oh, so that's the predominant thing that you see.
I would say so, yeah. And then also reenactments. You know, they would film some reenactments of, you know, maybe what a regiment would look like as they were marching on Concord or whatever it might be.
So, I guess I need to watch it because I can't picture it.
I know.
Because 6 episodes of just paintings and nature scenes sounds boring.
It does on the surface. But let me tell you something else that brings it to life. They have these historians that are on camera.
Okay.
And they're telling the story.
Yeah, that's good.
And they are telling you things that you've never heard before. And the other thing that brings it to life, the voices that they use for the characters like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington.
They use AI voices. They recreated them.
No, they didn't. They used actors like Jeff Daniels, Josh Brolin as George Washington, Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, Michael Keaton, the great Michael Keaton as Benedict Arnold. And they will read these old letters and old speeches, and it just brings it to life. I mean, it takes you back like you are there in 1775.
They should have done George Washington. They should have gotten Christopher Walken to do it.
That's something that just didn't.
I think it's time.
Oh my gosh, that would drive you absolutely insane after a while.
Is Peter Coyote the narrator again?
Oh, he is. Please. Oh.
All right, we're going to fight right now. What's wrong with him?
I like him.
I do too. He's the voice of history.
He talks a little bit too intense every single time he's on the screen. He is always presenting as if it's the final line.
And that's just, it wears me out compared to the old guy they used to use, which I can't remember his name right now. Fernando would have known it.
Yeah. It's,
you know, he's the writer and historian. He had the most pleasant, perfect voice for it. He was the guy who did the Civil War and all of those during that time.
Yeah.
That was...
He writes on an old Royal typewriter.
David McCullough.
David McCullough. He was awesome.
Wait, he used a typewriter?
Yeah.
Okay. I should side with him then.
He passed away in 2022.
He did. So he wasn't available, I guess.
That's why Peter Coyote had to come in and ruin everything.
You're high. He is, I think, awesome at
You
this.
Know what I'm saying? There's something to it that it's an intimate medium. You can talk into the mic. You don't have to be yelling into the mic all the time.
You're right.
Peter Coyote is always doing this, and he's talking too loudly.
Why are you yelling? You're a foot from me.
What in the hell would Ken Burns know about using a narrator? He doesn't
know. The appeal to authority. I wish he would have
called you before making this. Okay, here's a little snippet there right here that will give you a little Peter Coyote. but it would also just set the scene for just how... just massive this whole thing was, and almost the miracle that it was.
The American Revolution was not just a clash between Englishmen over Indian land, taxes, and representation, but a bloody struggle that would engage more than 24 nations, European as well as Native American, that also somehow came to be about the noblest aspirations of humankind. It was fought in hundreds of places, from the forests of Quebec to the backcountry of Georgia and the Carolinas, from the rough seas off England, France, and in the Caribbean, to the towns and orchards of Indian country. The fighting would take place on roads and in villages and cities, by woods and fields, and along waterways with old American names, the Susquehanna, the Tennessee, and the Ohio, the Oriskany, the Catawba, and the Chesapeake, and along waters with newer names, the Charles, the Hudson, and the Schuylkill, the Brandywine, the Cooper, and the Ashley, and finally, the York. The war grew out of a multitude of grievances lodged against the British Parliament by British subjects living an ocean away in 13 otherwise disunited colonies. It was also a savage civil war that pitted brother against brother, neighbor against neighbor, American against American, killing tens of thousands of them.
It sounded pretty good.
That's so good. And it was so riveting that I think I watched it in 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. I could not stop watching it and would watch it late at night and sometimes fall asleep and have to go back. And it is so good that I am watching it for a second time.
Wow.
Almost, I'm starting to talk like Peter Coyote, almost thinking about writing notes as I watch it, because that's how I can remember things. And I, going back through it a second time, oh yeah, I forgot about that. There's just so much information in it, and a lot of it you've never heard. I consider myself, I always loved history, but if you would have asked me before I watched this, Revolutionary War, go, when did it start, when did it end? I'd gone, 75 to 79 or 80?
Mm-hmm.
75 to 83.
Okay.
Isn't that wild?
Wow.
I mean, we signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776, but the war goes on for 7 more years before this thing is settled. And George Washington, he wasn't 32-0 as a general. He had a lot of ties and a lot of losses, and basically what he did for year after year was just survive and keep his men from returning to their homes because they weren't paid. They were starving. There was disease. And somehow he kept all of this together with his other generals, and he had the insult of Benedict Arnold joining the British, and man, that almost sunk the whole thing. And there were so many moments where the revolution almost didn't happen. It almost didn't, it was not completed. And here it took another 7 years after that. That was great that the Second Continental Congress got together and came up with this beautiful document, but we still had to fight for 7 more years after that before there was true independence.
George Washington was like Bruce Bochy, a sub-500 record, but he won the big ones.
He won the big ones, and eventually, with the help of the French and a few miracles, he was able to do it. This is the other reason why I think it's important. Yeah, it was a long time ago, but it's how we started. It's part of our story. And in this time now where we are so divided, I think it's a good time to look back at how we started, how they compromised. They all had different views, big state versus little state. What is true freedom? What is true freedom of religion? The things we still fight about in 2026. This is Ken Burns on a talk show last year, I believe, when it first came out. And this is why he says it's important for us to look back. And he thought it was really important for him to invest this much time and money into this documentary.
Well, I mean, obviously we feel that we're so divided, and I think you can treat a country the way you might treat an individual. If someone's in crisis, you see a pastor or you see a professional, and the first thing they ask you is, who are your parents? Where were you born? What was your childhood like? You get the origin story and you sort of begin to rebuild. And I think going back for anyone, whatever your politics may be, and understanding where we came from, what the story of us is, helps to put you back together again.
I've never seen such a it's very similar to the Civil War documentary that he did. And Gordo, you played about a month ago or 2 months ago the letter from the Confederate soldier that still stays with you.
Yeah, the Dear Sarah letter.
It made me want to go read Common Sense by Thomas Paine, because they would have excerpts of that, and it was just beautifully written, and that became this document that was, you know, being distributed all around and printed in a very primitive way around the colonies, and people were reading this for the first time of, yeah, this is a whole new way of thinking. We don't have to be just subjects for this king, and we can have our own thoughts. And it's really, really powerful.
And what was the conflict over? We didn't approve of their dental care or something. The British didn't have good dental care, so we needed a new country.
That's exactly how it started, at a dentist office in Boston.
We needed our own wheels off dentist.
They got so tired of it. But details of the Boston Tea Party, you know, mm-hmm. and we've heard these stories and we kind of know, but this is such great detail. 10 years of putting this thing together and even more years of researching it. It's something that every American ought to at least try to watch. And again, it may not be your cup of tea. You may watch it and think, this is the most boring thing I've ever seen. But man, I was glued for all 12 hours.
Yeah, I'd like to watch it because I think, like most Americans, and maybe you before this, just have kind of a superficial working knowledge of the American Revolution.
Yeah, it all sounds good, but man, it was a bloody mess. Yeah. It was chaos.
Very British of you to say it that way.
Yeah. We just know the things we were taught in grade school mainly.
Yeah, and we still kind of operate on that. Yeah. Well, it's about this. Well, mm-hmm. no, it was a conversation for, and really an idea that was brought up. I didn't realize this. In the 1750s, it's like it brewed for 20 mm-hmm. years and finally came to the top in 1775, and that's when the conflict actually started. But it had been brewing in the colonies for a while.